Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We asked you a question before we went to break. And, you know, Dane Brugler says the Browns trade up to number one to take Fernando Mendoza. What do you think of that? And then the next question is, who would actually make that pick? Do you think Andrew Berry's going to be around to make that pick?
Who's going to coach that quarterback?
Well, and do you trust said coach to trust a young quarterback to try to get him to be better and understand the game and take a guy like Mendoza, if that's the guy, if that's who it is, you know, would you trust Kevin Stefanski with another rookie quarterback coming in here next year?
Yeah, I would. I think, you know, it's not popular opinion these days, folks. I think Kevin does a nice job with quarterbacks. Problem is he's had about 14 of them since Baker Mayfield left. That's the problem.
So let's get him another one. Maybe.
We'll see. You know, Andy, the first thing they're going to have to decide is, well, there are just some huge decisions facing this franchise. And that's okay. I mean, but you're going to have to figure it out and figure it out in a hurry. You know? I mean, you really are. You're going to have to figure it out quickly.
I wonder when you decide that you're going to go for the number one overall pick. And like, where does that come from? Is that ownership? Is that a general manager? Are you going to have a general manager in place? Are you going to have a head coach that you think could work with this thing? Like, is Jimmy Haslam sitting around just trying to wonder, hey, what am I going to do with this next year? What am I going to do? I've got a general manager at a pretty good draft class this year. That's buy him another year.
Best draft class he's ever had.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of weird what happens when you have a number one overall pick, right?
Well, when you have a first rounder?
Or a first round pick.
Yeah.
Not overall. It's kind of interesting how those things work out. Is Mendoza a guy that you would like to see play for the Browns? Because I keep asking you this, and I'm wondering. Saturday night, you're going to watch Mendoza go up against Ohio State's defense, which is unbelievable. Haven't given up a touchdown in the second half all season long. If Mendoza has success against Ohio State's defense, does that make you want him? Go get him. Do whatever it takes to bring Mendoza here. Good question. We'll ask you. Manon. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely not. He's still a rookie, and we have yet to address our offensive line issues, and we've tried that to Andy's point like 14 times. It hasn't worked.
So you're saying just you don't want them to draft a quarterback overall, number one, or you don't want them to take Mendoza?
I don't want them to draft the quarterback overall. Address the offensive line issues first.
Yeah, the problem is that teams, I think, and Jeff, maybe you agree or disagree with this. I mean, if you're the Browns, if you don't feel like you have a quarterback, then you're going to go get one. And that's what they're going to do again. And I know it seems insane because I actually like your theory better. That's why I want that's why I want Sanders to succeed. Because I don't want them to waste any more picks.
Agree. But even if he doesn't, Mendoza's still a rookie. So address the offensive line issues, bring in a veteran. I don't care what you do, but address the offensive line issues because going to get another rookie quarterback is not going to make this situation better.
You do know we have a veteran quarterback who probably will be able to play next year. He's already on the roster.
You're going to make Dan get mad.
No, it is what it is. You spend all this money. It's serviceable somehow. The fans do not want to see another rookie quarterback come in here without addressing the offensive line issues first.
All right. I agree. Good points, man. I appreciate it. I do think the offensive line's got to get fixed. They're going to have to do something. Guys hurt. You're playing with, three-fifths of the offensive line you were hoping to have to start the season. And, even if either one of these quarterbacks or even Joe Flacco in the beginning of the season maybe had a healthy offensive line, who knows where you're at? Or maybe if special teams would have showed up for a couple games this year, that would help too.
Do I do this yet?
Yeah, go for it.
Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Marcus Mariota, if you listen to the way they were pronouncing it on Sunday night, Zach Wilson, Kenny Pickett, as Dan would call him, handsome Jimmy G, Trey Lance, Carson Wentz, Gardner Minshew.
Is this a list?
Those guys are free agents. In theory, you could go bring in one of those guys if you don't like the way your rookies look this year. Kick that quarterback thing down the road to 2027 when a lot of those guys are coming out. I wouldn't have an issue.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
With dropping some of those guys onto this team, let them bring a veteran presence to quarterback. Draft a wide receiver, draft an offensive lineman, draft two linemen, whatever you want to do, and fix the offense, and then drop your quarterback in a year or two from now. Keep Dylan. If you want to keep Shador, fine. To me, it seems the Shador situation seems like this to me. You guys tell me what you think.
Okay.
He either wins this job this year or he's not going to be here next year. And if he is here next year, I can only imagine him being here as the starter. And either he wins it or as a starter waiting for the new guy to come in, whoever that's going to be. Because there's so much... So many eyeballs, so much intensity around Shador, and that's great. I mean, that brings a lot of attention to your franchise. Mm-hmm. It could be a really good thing. But if he's not starting and all of that attention is there, that's going to be a situation that's going to be untenable for a new quarterback if you draft one. And I think even with a veteran, I don't think Shador goes back to being a backup quarterback on this team. I think he either... takes a chance as a fifth-round pick and has five more games to prove himself, or he's not going to be here next year. He's either the starter or he's not going
to
be here.
I have a path to take you down the road where he's a backup.
All right.
First of all...
That would be stunning to me.
Well, it's if Deshaun's a starting quarterback next year. They could conceivably keep Deshaun as a starting quarterback next year, give him another opportunity to try to get some return on investment for all the money and all the draft picks they gave up. Right? And then Shador becomes the backup in that situation, and then Gabriel somewhere else.
All right, guess what?
You agree with me.
You and I are about the only guys who think that that's a feasible possibility.
I think part of it depends on who's running the show, too.
Feasible possibility. That's like officially questionable.
That is true.
I love the designation for the injuries. He's officially questionable. So, in other words, we really don't know. We really know that we don't know. Okay, sorry.
No, I'm with you. I just, that's the only way I can see Sanders being the backup next year is if they decide to go with Deshaun, because we're all saying,
yeah,
you know, we were listening to
that. That actually is possible because you're already paying the guy. Nobody wants to hear that. You're already paying the guy.
Even if they went and got Mendoza with the number one overall pick, I still feel like they need a veteran here. And then the question is are they getting rid of Watson at the appropriate time, you know, when the fiscal year switches? Or are they bringing in another veteran to do this again? And in that world, I just don't see a world where Gabriel and Sanders are both on the roster next year.
And how about this?
If they keep the current situation, if they keep the current front office. And
well, going back to the big question we asked earlier, you know, who's making this pick and who's coaching this pick if you end up actually trying to take a quarterback? If you're a general manager, would you take this job with Deshaun Watson here? Or would part of your negotiating for this job be, sure, I'm in, 5-year contract, here's how much, and we cut this guy? Because I don't want to deal with the previous mistakes. I want a completely clean slate.
And it would also be new coach too, right? You're going to bring in your own coach.
I would think so.
And you're going to try to change the culture.
You might not be able to bring in your own coach because, you know, Andrew Berry in theory didn't. Right?
You would find out what the relationship is between Kevin Stefanski and the Haslams.
Kevin reports to the Haslams and Andrew reports to the Haslams. The coach doesn't report to the GM here.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't. And do you think he likes that scenario? Do you think the Haslams like that scenario?
I bet they do.
I think I don't know. I don't know if I like that or not. I'll be honest. I do like the head coach having access to ownership, but they have it anyway. I mean,
always will. Yeah, they're the head coach.
It's all kind of on paper. Let's take one quick one. Chris and Menor. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. Chris. What's going on, bro?
Hey, so I just wanted to say with you guys talking about earlier getting a quarterback in round one, I say we should not do that.
Okay.
We'll be right back at square one again.
You draft Mendoza and you feel like Watson's going to still be here, you give him a little time to learn. I mean, and then you're probably still sitting with Sanders or Gabriel still on the roster.
If you draft Mendoza or anybody in the first round and I thought they would. Dan thought they would. The minute that they traded out of two, it makes you wonder, well, then what the heck were you drafting quarterbacks for this year?
I don't know. They wasted
Pickett and Flacco and move along.
To get your backup?
Makes no sense.
That would be the end of it. All right. Chris, thank you. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.